Last week, I don't know, can anyone
Remember
remember?
what Zelovia spoke on?
No test. There's a little bit of a clue in the front here.
Could be green.
Mary.
Thank you.
Okay. So what Zelobia was actually speaking about last week is she started off our 40 days of prayer.
When I spoke to Graham on
Tuesday, he thought we were starting our 4 days of
Yeah.
prayer. God is good, but I don't think he can work with us not quite so fast as 4 days. Okay, so we started our 40 days of prayer. Well, we're going to pause and listen to God's plans for us as individuals, but united as a church. And Zenobia set this verse. So it's in 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. Then my people, who are called by my name, are sorry for what they have done. If they pray and obey me and stop their evil ways, I will hear them from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And that's what we asked as a church that you do, that you stop and you listen to what God is asking of us, asking of you as an individual and asking of us as a church. Now, as a church, we have a vision on the work that God wants us to do and the purpose that He has for us as a church here in St. Mary's. In fact, you know, it tells us in the Bible that without a vision, you will perish and die. So it's really vital that if we want to be a healthy church, a growing church, that our vision and all that we do is founding on what we have heard God ask of us, on the things that God wants us to do. So it's really important that we hear the voice in God, even if it's as small as that voice like Elijah heard in the wilderness. Now, we all hear God in different ways. Some of us, you know, it could just be something that comes into our head that we hear God saying. It could be when we pray. Some hear it in a dream or a vision. We all have our way of how we hear God. Sometimes He can really surprise us
and say
different things, and sometimes He confirms. Like Zaloba and I met on Friday to talk about the Ladies' Day. And we were talking about who we felt God should come and speak. And I said, well, I think this person should come and speak. God really laid a name on my heart. And I said, I'll do my best to contact her. I'll try and find the number. Well, Denise walked in this morning. So if that isn't God confirming something, I don't know what is. God confirms what He tells us. You know, we have to give time for that. You know, the Lord chooses to talk to us, and we must listen. But we also have to be thankful for the plans that He has for us and as church. Now, we're all really busy people, aren't we? Rushing around doing everything. But do we, in our busy lives, actually stop, remove all the distractions, and actually listen to the Lord? I think we all need to strengthen our ability to do that. We all need to strengthen our ability to listen to the Lord as a church as a whole, united, and as individuals. And so that's why we are pausing for these 40 days. Hebrews 3, verse 7 and 8 says, so it is, as the Holy Spirit says, today listen to do what He says. Do not be stubborn as in the past. The Lord wants to speak to us. He wants to speak to us all. He wants to share His plans with us. He wants us to hear His voice. And he doesn't want us to harden our hearts or be stubborn to what he's saying and rebel against him. God wants us to listen with a thankful heart. He wants to talk to us daily about every aspect of our life, to give us direction, to give us protection, and to help us. But often, you know, we don't like what we hear. We think that we know best for us. And we really sometimes don't want to do as we're told, do we? You know, God's telling us to do something, and you're thinking, I don't want to go there. Why would I ever want to go there? Why would I want to do that? You know, but God, he knew the plans for us before we were born, didn't he? You know, we get distracted in our busy lives. We get distracted so easily as humans. If something happened at the back of the room now, I can guarantee half of you would turn round. You know, we really do get distracted. And, you know, we can turn ourselves away from the Lord's voice. It's so much easier, isn't it, to do what the world wants us to do and what others expect us to do. You know, and so we just carry on. And we don't ever just stop and pause to hear God's voice. You know, and we can harden our hearts to hearing those plans too. You know, so even when God is telling us what to do, if we've got a hard heart, you know, we still can't hear it. You know, we have to soften our hearts to hear what he wants us to say. And if we don't hear him, how can we obey him? And how can we follow him? These 40 days of prayer is for us to hear what God has to say, to hear the plans he has for James Street as a church. So we need to focus on him. We need to be tuning into him. Even in our busy lives and schedules, we need to let God catch our attentions so we can give him the time and listen to him. And stop saying, you know, we're too busy. You know, if God spoke to you and you're rushing around, you say, oh, I'm really sorry, Lord, I'm really busy at the moment. Do you think you can come back at 6:30 after tea? I'll be sat on the settee then. I can give you time then. You know, he's God. But so easily we can do that, can't we? Hey, no, we can't listen to you now. I've got the washing to do. No, I've got something else to do. Go meet someone for coffee. You know, but when God speaks to us, we should listen. I just want to read Luke 10, 38 to 42. While Jesus and his followers were travelling, Jesus went into town. A woman named Martha let Jesus stay at her house. Martha had a sister named Mary who was sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to him teach. But Martha was busy with all the work that had to be done. She went in and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work? Tell her to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things. Only one thing is important. Mary has chosen the better thing, and it will never be taken away from her. You know, Martha was probably a fantastic host, you know, and she would have made people feel very welcome in her house, and she was full of love. But she had this real problem, didn't she, that her sister was just sat listening to Jesus, and she wasn't helping her do the chores. You know, we must remember that in life there is time for both. And I know I'm not the greatest one, and I can probably see Kim looking at me now thinking, oh, son. Yeah, so she's holding her arms over there. But there is time for both, and we need to work out our time. You know, what time of the day are we going to give to God? You know, let's not miss him out of our schedules. He needs to be the most important thing. And in fact, if you don't start the day off in prayer, you know, all the things you do aren't based on the plans that he has for you. And sometimes we wonder why our days have gone so badly wrong, why you've missed the bus, why you spilt the tea all over your clean clothes, you know, why the children in class aren't listening, why has the day gone so wrong? Because did you start your day in prayer asking God the plans for your day, asking God to be with you every step of your way. You know, were you too eager to have that 5 minutes extra in bed, have that extra cup of tea, and rush out the door? Today's society is an instant world. We like things done yesterday, and all we do is rush. You know, but we need to stop. We need to stop and pause, and we need to listen to God. We need a time where there's no TV playing, there's no radio, there's nobody trying to get you to try and do something. No distractions, just a time for you and God. A time to hear his plans. In that last verse, Luke 10, verse 42, he says, only one thing is important. Mary has chose the better thing, and it will never be taken away from her. You know, Jesus is telling us then, isn't he? Just stop. Forget what you have to do in the world. Just stop and listen to me. Listen to his words, because he has the plans for you. You know, only those things we do that God has asked us to do will actually be productive. You know, if we do things without God, we'll fail. You know, and how many times we set up groups and done things and they failed miserably. But you know, did we do them because we wanted to do them? Because we quite like doing that? Or did we do it because God told us to do it? Now, there may be some of you in this morning thinking, Alison, I don't know what you are talking about. I don't hear God. You know, if you've got that true relationship with him, you can hear his voice in some shape or form. After all, a sheep should be able to recognise their shepherd's voice, so that that shepherd can lead them into greener pastures. And we need to hear God's voice so that we can move on to better things. Because we can all hear God's voice. Although I know there are some in this room who often say to me, I can't hear God's voice. But you can. And you know, that person, one person in particular, when they say to me, I can't hear God's voice, they then go on and say, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, who told you to do that then? Where did that come from? And it's only then when you think about it, actually, you think, actually, you know what? It was God. God speaks to us all. You know, Martha's sister Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet and listen to him. Now, we don't need to sit at Jesus' feet. It doesn't matter where we are, in the car, in the bath. The location doesn't matter. What does matter is that we just stop and focus on him, talking to him in prayer. Having a quiet personal time with God, and he'll talk to you. In every area of our life, he has a plan and he has a purpose for each and every one of us. And he has a purpose for James Street. We need to ask him. We need to seek and we need to knock. And a door will be open and our hearts will be open. But our hearts need to be humble. We need to be ready to listen. And we need to be ready to say, thank you, Lord. We need to trust in the Lord and what he tells us and what he asks us to do. We need to trust in him with all our hearts and lean not on our own understanding. And in all our ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. And this isn't just for you as individuals. This is us as a church. And that's why we're having this 40 days of prayer. A time for us to join in unity, to hear God's words, to hear his plans for James Street. not to lean on our own understanding and to continue to do the things we have always done because we want to do it or we feel others want us to do it or simply because we enjoy doing it. But we're doing it for the right reason because God has asked us to. Sometimes, you know, the Lord's words can be directional to us. But sometimes they are there and he also corrects us. Whatever God says to us, we need to be thankful. Even if we don't like what we've heard or that we think the challenge is too difficult. Or maybe because we just really don't want to change. You know, but as I said before, if we don't lean on what God's telling us, if we don't obey him and follow what he's asking us to do, whatever it is won't prosper, it will fail. So we need to pray with thankful hearts, humble hearts, ready to hear God's plans for us. Are you thankful today for every plan that God has given you? And do you realise how much God has blessed you in the plans he has already given you and will do? You know, by our nature, we're quite forgetful, aren't we? We're forgetful what God's done in our lives personally. And we're forgetful what God has actually done in this church and achieved in this church. You know, all the people God has brought here, all the ministers God has brought here. You know, God has always brought the right people at the right time to do whatever he has planned here. And we must fully trust him with that. But we must listen to what he says. You know, but we just forget the past, don't we? We forget the good things God has often done for us. You know, as we come into Christmas, how many people are probably worrying about money and thinking, oh, this is going to be a bad Christmas and being grumpy. But you know what? Do you forget that good Christmas when you had everything? You know, how many people are upset and depressed because maybe loved ones are in a different country at Christmas? But, you know, do we forget all the Christmases when we had everybody there? You know, God has different plans for us at different times in our lives. And we need to now ask what God wants to do here at James Street in the next, I don't like the word next season, people use it all the time, but, you know, in the next part of the walk that James Street has with the Lord, we need to really listen to what he's asking us to do. How does he want us to reach the people out there? So I'd like you, and I'm going to say again what Zelobia said last week, just to stop for 40 days. Give some time over and ask God to hear your prayers. To be thankful for all the things that he's blessed James Street with in the past. But really just to hear what he has planned for the future. We need to remember God's greatness. He created the world. He called his people to himself. He set a plan in motion to save us and to love us. And it gives us hope. And he gives us eternal life when we enter that relationship with him. We need to take time to think about our own lives. And we need to personalise what God has done in our lives. And when we begin to see that and how faithful God has been to us and what he's done for us, not only in our own lives as a church, you know, we'll see the blessings he's brought. So for the next, it's not 40 days now, 40 takes seven. Okay, we need to hear God's plans for James Street. But as you hear those plans, be thankful for everything he's already done and everything that he's going to do for us. We need to be obedient to him. We need to listen to him. Now, we can all listen to him, can't we? You know, how many of you, I know most of you, have got the gift that you can listen and think, like this morning, you know, looking at Blaine, I didn't hear a word he said in the notices. You know, but we all can do that. We can all say yes, yes. And then you go away and think, what did they say? You know? Or you get that person you don't quite understand and someone says, one day you're going to say yes in the wrong place. But you know, let's not play lip service like that to God. Let's not go, yes, Lord, of course I'll do it. I know I'll do it. You want me to do that? Okay, but I've got to do this, this, and this first, and then I'll do it. I'll put it on the to-do list. I will do it. You know, no. Let's just stop, hear what God wants us to say, and let's be obedient with a thankful heart and do what he says. You know, James Street has one leader, and that's God. God should be at the centre of everything we do here at James Street. And whether you're on the core team or you're making the teas, we need to pray. Pray God to God what he wants to do with us. You know, we are his servants. We need to hear him and follow out his plans. You know, and if we do that, if we're obedient to God's word, and if we're really thankful and rejoicing what we do, it's no good hearing him and then doing it with half-heartedly and miserable. We need to do it being thankful and happy. Yippee, God, thank you that I can clean the toilets. Christine's probably thinking that. But you know, without that, we wouldn't function as a building, would we? But you know, so God, we need to do it joyfully. We need to be happy in what we do. There's no point being in the cafe or being the front of safe, giving people coffee if you're really miserable and unhappy. And here you are, take it. We need to do happily and thankfully what God has brought us to do. Now, I'm going to ask John to come and pray in a moment. But I just once more, I will say to you, let's listen to God. Let's hear his plans that he has for us. Let's listen with a loving, thankful heart and really hear what God is saying. Let's give time each day to pray and talk. And let's praise him and thank him that he knows the plans he has for us as a church and as individuals. He already knows what our tomorrows will be. He already knows what our next month, next years will be. It's already planned. We need to listen and we need to obey. And most of all, whatever God is asking us to do, even if it could be laying down doing something, something that we've enjoyed doing, he might say, please, I just think you need to give that a break for a while. You know, we might think, but I don't want to. I love doing it. We need to obey and we need to do it with a thankful heart. And you know, if God shuts one door in your life, you can be certain that he's got another ready to open. And if you listen to what I ask you to do, that will be just as fulfilling and just as happy and just as prosperous if it's the plans he has for you. Now I'm going to ask John to play quietly now because I know you've only had a week to think about it. But up the front here you'll see a tree. It's a very bare tree at the moment. There are some leaves and pens. If you have heard anything from God this week about what you feel that God is saying that we should be doing as a church, maybe that we shouldn't be doing as a church, you know, we want to hear what God is saying to you. So this tree I'm going to keep here for the next 3 weeks. Actually, it's longer than that. It's here till Remembrance Sunday. It's the end of our 40th day. Please, can you put on there what God has laid on your heart as a plan that you've heard him say, I want James Street to be doing this. I want them to be stopped doing this. If you've heard, we want you to share those with us. Because God doesn't just speak to the core team, he speaks to us all. But what we want is, as a core team, we make plans and we really listen to God. And everything we do is focused on what God is telling us to do. But just like Denise confirmed today that God was saying, Denise Ward, to speak at the Ladies' Day, he confirmed that by having her walk in. And, you know, we would just like some of the words that God has said to us confirmed. And he might have said the same thing to you as he said to us. And that's what about working in unity is about. I don't want your own views. I want God. I want you to really listen to God. So I'm just going to give you a chance now just to really come into his presence and just listen just before we end the meeting. And John's just going to play. You don't have to sing. This is time for you and God.